good afternoon, Los Angeles, and all of Southern California. I'm Farley Malaris, and you're listening to Astrological Metaphysical Radio on KFOX 93.5 FM, your talk alternative. Today we have an interesting topic called the death hormone. Yeah, well, this topic is about life and death, and it's called the death hormone. And frankly, these times are so weird, this void course moon wobble that we're going through, and this triple, quadruple opposition from the Cancer Capricorn is just something that I can't get over. Now, I noticed that when you have so much water activity, you know, with the Scorpio transits, with Sun, Mercury, and Pluto there, Mars also, with the cardinal transits, Jupiter in Cancer, and Venus, Saturn, Neptune, and Uranus in Capricorn, when that much water is under stress in the zodiac, there's an emotionalism that occurs on the planet that is very high. In other words, this is a time for us to really regulate or somehow organize our emotional karma. Now, I want to tell you something. A lot of people on this planet, especially men, are people that were conditioned to not express themselves emotionally. I don't know if you were in a family situation where people either told you to be quiet or to shut up, or if you started crying, especially when you were a small baby, to stop it, or as a man, you started crying and your dad or someone said, men don't cry, or for whatever reason, if you got angry and someone tried to stifle that or beat you for it, give you a negative gestalt conditioning that when you got, you'd be afraid to express your anger because you'd be beaten for it or tortured or slaughtered for it. Get my point here? A real blasphemy on this planet, a tragedy, a perversion, is the fact that so many of us have emotional problems without admitting it. And emotional problems, frankly, are obvious in charts that are filled with afflicted water, number one. Actually, any squares. If you have one square in your chart, I'm sorry, you have an astrological route to an emotional problem where somewhere, somehow, your emotional energy was stifled. Isn't it funny that when you go to a psychologist and you get therapy, you know what the number one thing is that they promote in a therapy session? They promote the individual getting in touch with their pain and expressing their emotions, allowing it to flow. Emotions that have been bottled, sometimes a whole lifetime. You know, it's funny, Cancer energy, the symbol of Cancer energy is the hard shell of the crab. So as sensitive as Cancerian beings are, they like to act tough. We're talking Rocky Balboa here. You know, somebody that can really get mad, but at the same time, they don't want to show how sensitive they are. They want to act like a tank, even though inside they're very human. Same with Scorpio. Scorpio, on the other hand, is an energy that not only acts tough, but refuses to admit it's been hurt. It hides it away. Whereas Cancer will keep it inside of themselves, the Scorpio energy will hide it. Pisces is very different. The other water signs, Scorpio, Cancers, and Pisces are the three water signs. And Pisces are, unlike Cancer and Scorpio, they're real out front. Sometimes they're too emotional. They're over-emotional. So they can over-express their emotions. But on the other hand, they're extremely vulnerable. So if a Piscean energy being, rising or moon or whatever, or sun sign, is stifled when a child, then they also will shut down needed emotional expression. Now also, be aware that if you have planets in the fourth house, they will imitate Cancer energy. Planet in the eighth house imitates Scorpio energy, very much the same. And planets in the 12th house is the Piscean house energy. So whether you have water in your chart or not, if you have 4th, 8th, or 12th houses, planets, you're sensitive. And if you have, with the exception of Saturn in the water sign, which will negate some of that sensitivity. Unfortunately, people with Saturn in Scorpio, Cancer, or Pisces may not be in touch as much with some of the bottled energy because their karma is emotions. So they could have a lifelong ordeal trying to figure that out right there. But the rest of us that don't have Saturn in water or in 4th, 8th, or 12th houses are extremely sensitive because we all do have Moon, Neptune, and Pluto in our chart. And if you have any afflictions on those planets, that'll also add to your sensitivity and emotional karma. You see, what happens as we go through life, we hide our feelings because we are taught that this shows strength. We are taught that if we don't show how sad we are, or how vulnerable, or upset, or weak we are, that people will like us better. You know, in some ways, it's true. The society, the way we are groomed, we oftentimes are frightened of people that appear to be unstable. And if you see somebody in public crying or screaming, then right away you'll think, well, what's wrong with that guy? He's strange. What's his problem? You know? But the truth of the matter is that more than just being human beings, we are emotional beings. And the only one that is being hurt by hiding their emotions is ourself. Now, what I have discovered to be a truth for me, and like I say, to each his own truth, but what I have discovered to be a truth is that by hiding your emotions, or by not expressing them, by acting tough when you are really burning inside, and a lot of times you will put something on a shelf or hide it away somewhere, and after a few weeks you'll think you're over it. But you know what? We save these feelings somewhere in our bodies. I love Louise L. Hay, who is a wonderful holistic practitioner who is tremendously into emotional expression and positive vibrations and positive affirmations and manifestations. And she knows that negativity, negative energy, does compound and does create imbalance or dis-ease. And there's a book out there also that's called You Cannot Afford the Luxury of a Single Negative Thought. Well, what do you think unprocessed emotions are? If you have vibrations in your life where there's grief from someone dying or leaving you, where there's fear from someone hurting or beating you or rejecting you or dejecting you, where there's anger and frustration, or where there's some kind of vibration that you are not allowed to express because your husband or your wife or your brother or your sister or your mother or your father or your friend or your teacher stifled it and said, no, you can't do this right now. You save that stuff up in your body. That is called the death hormone. Did you know that it's already been proven that stress is a number one killer? I don't care what the problem is, stress is the number one killer. Stress will help catalyze whatever emotions you are saving in your body that can trigger, God forbid, a dread illness or aches and pains in the body. I know that many of you, as you get older, you'll notice that the body appears to be breaking down. The body appears to be getting brittle and old. And aches and pains and ailments and stuff and chronic things seem to crop up. Do you know why that is? I'm going to tell you why that is. That's because you save your pain and accumulate it so as you get older, you can experience it. And that comes from unprocessed emotions and also accumulation of the death hormone, which we receive when we don't deal and face up to our pain. Do you know what the problem and the big disease on this planet is? We have billions of people running into the bottle and running into drugs. And this is legal. This is legal to buy alcohol on this planet, most places, and to escape from your emotions. And you know, people that have a drug or alcohol problem are cigarettes, because nicotine is a drug. I'm not putting you down. But I'm just saying that instead of dealing with your pain, what are you doing? You're acting tough. What does someone do when they light up a cigarette? They pretend they're tough. Oh, they're cool. They don't have any problem. You know what it's like to smoke a cigarette? When you smoke the first cigarette, I don't know about you, but I blacked out. I got so stoned off that first cigarette, I blacked out. It's an incredible drug. And if you don't believe it, you're into denial. And some people smoke 20, 30 of them a day. Well, the first 20, 30 cigarettes I smoked, I fainted each time. We're talking stoned out of my mind. Nicotine will do that. But you get used to it. But it still alters your consciousness in your body. Even though you're not aware of it, it does. So we have all these people running away from their pain, covering it up, hiding it, escaping into false consciousness, not God consciousness, but false states of consciousness and false states of balance. It's not there. And what happens is you accumulate so much of this fear and this anger and this frustration. If you get fired from your job, the worst thing to do is go out and get drunk. Hey, you need a good tearjerker. You need to sit down and get in touch with the pain of what you went through with that job and cry it out. If you get divorced from a wonderful marriage, it's not important to go out and get stoned or to say you're strong, you're okay. Sometimes you need a lot of therapy and to get in touch with your pain. When I got divorced, I had to cry a river to get over the pain of processing that marriage. You've heard of the thing making yourself sick? Well, that's what the death hormone is. The death hormone occurs in the body when individuals take pain and take anger and frustration and emotions and don't process them or express them. You know, I saw two movies in the last 2 days. Now, I've been a little stressed out lately. I don't know if you've noticed that. The reason why I left down last week is because I was reaching the limit. But I saw two movies the other day, and I have become aware that whenever our charts are lit up by these intense either cardinal squares, you know, that set off the cancer syndrome, or Scorpio squares, or oppositions, and cancer squares and oppositions, any kind of water transit that you're having, or just some water lord planets like Pluto, Moon, or Neptune in your chart are being set off through afflictions, there's a choice that you can make. You are even either given the choice to bottle your emotions once again, or become more angry and frustrated and frightened, right? And therefore accumulate negative karma, or get in touch with that pain and experience the forgiveness and compassion that is necessary to discharge it. I saw two movies in the last 48 hours, Dad, which we talked about yesterday, and a movie on HBO or Showtime, which was about a Down syndrome kid named Brad Silverman, who actually graduated high school and he's now in the second year at Pasadena City College. And I want to tell you that I cried maybe 15 minutes or so in both movies because of the compassion that I felt, number one, for my father, for my family, for my mother, and for all the people in that movie, and also for the compassion I felt from this child, this guy, Brad Silverman, that went to high school in Pasadena and graduated with Down syndrome when all the kids thought he was weird or retarded, and he really wasn't, but he was different. And I saw that movie last night, and when I got done crying, you know, I said to myself, wow, what an orgasm. You know, I forget sometimes that I need to cry. I have Venus in Cancer and a Scorpio moon. I forget sometimes that I oftentimes will hide my emotions, act tough, or not process pain when I know it's there. Now, sometimes you have so much pain from your childhood with your father or your mother that in many times in your life, it's going to come up. And if you don't sit down and expel that death hormone, and I'm not talking about crying angry, I'm talking about experiencing emotions that are merciful ones, forgiveness of self and others, compassion, caring for someone else's problem, feeling for them, being happy for them. And these transits, you know, these transits that are going on now that trigger the cancer factors in our charts, trigger the Neptunes in many of our charts because a lot of us have Neptune in Libra or Neptune in Scorpio. You know, they will trigger a lot of these water elements in our chart and give us the opportunity of either being angrier and feeling more pain or with that option of getting in touch with whatever it takes to allow you to expel it, which sometimes means going to a good movie. When I had some real big problems, I used to listen to Barbara Streisand's The Way We Were, and that guy triggered me every time. That record, every time I heard Memories, it just came out like a river, you know, but of course in those days I was into some negative lifestyles, and it wasn't really what I call a clear process. You know, I firmly believe that you need to be sober to truly get in touch with your emotions and process them. A lot of people get stoned and drunk and they have so much pain, they try to cry it out then. And frankly, I'm sorry, I don't think it does as much good. Now, some of you out there may need to cry a river. Now, I had so much pain in 1986 that I found myself easily getting in touch with my pain and crying every single day for about 3 months. I had a time of day that was like meditation. Now, I'm sure I tacked on an extra 10, 15 years onto my life and maybe even saved my life at that time. Because I'll tell you, if you are somebody like me that experiences vital organ pain sometimes in your lower gut, in your middle gut, and sometimes you think it's your heart or your back, and then you go through a good crier, do you know that pain, it goes away from me. It disappears. You get better. You know, what's the other alternative? You know what people do? You know, some people out there that are really tough, like, God bless my father. He's a tough guy. He's got a ton of cancer planets, and they're all in the eighth house. There's the Cancer Scorpio thing. And instead of sometimes getting in touch with his emotions, he'll be the first one to go to a doctor. And he's already had a whole bunch of surgeries, including two bypasses, Because I've witnessed all that, I prefer the alternative. Okay, and I'm not saying my dad doesn't know how to cry, because I've seen him cry. But sometimes what I'm saying is, a person needs an active program. An active program. Which means turn off the TV set, or at least if you're going to watch something in the TV set, then allow that something to help you get in touch with some compassion and forgiveness in your life that will allow you to cry out that emotion that you've been saving. Now, if you're in pain, then frankly, I don't care what you hear about cholesterol. There's an article in the paper yesterday that said decaf coffee raises your cholesterol. I'm sure it does. I don't drink it. There's people that talk about fats in the diets and stress in the diets and this in the diets and that. And I think more than anything, being able to get in touch with your pain and crying, sometimes for hours. And there's nothing wrong with this natural discharge. It is important. It is like going to the bathroom. In fact, it's more important than going to the bathroom. And I've had people call me up on my show and have I don't know what it is that leads them to call me and admit to my public that they have never cried in their whole life. My gosh, I'm not going to try and figure out metaphysically and karmically and physiologically what that means for someone that is not able to get in touch with that pain and discharge it. But especially for those people that have dread diseases, the best thing I could experience or recommend to get over that kind of stuff would probably be intense laughter, which is another way of discharging your emotions, hysterical laughter, almost to the point of where it aches. And which I like much better is the crying. And feeling okay about it. In fact, welling in it. In fact, basking in it. And congratulating yourself. Now, some people don't like to cry. But if that's what your body needs to do, let it. Get involved in it. That's what these times are all about. And we are living on a barbaric planet in an extremely uncivilized techno-shock type of civilization. People are confused. They are obsessed. They are selfish. They are conditioned to do things they don't even know what they want to do. We're all like a bunch of rats in a big gestalt trap. And we're all so sensitive. And we are all holding so much in. Do you wonder, some of these criminals that are in San Quentin, one wonders how much a gang member, Mr. Tough Guy, right, or a murderer like Richard Ramirez, one wonders how much they have ever cried in their life, if at all. And look what happens to these people. There is a death hormone, and it is from stress and emotional buildups that we hide and shelve. And during these transits, we have the opportunity to get in touch with our higher selves, to get in touch with our intuitive minds, to plug into our pain, our anger, our frustration, and some of the emotions that we've hidden. And we have an outstanding opportunity during these transits, which are not bad transits, to discharge some of this emotion. And I want to tell you about the growth and the benefits and the health that I receive when I'm able to discharge this type of emotion. And once again, this show is a presentation of whatever works for me. I hope somewhere out there it will help some of you. And that's the way to get rid of the death hormone. And you will live longer. You will live more comfortably. You will be happier. And you will feel better. At least I do. It works for me. And unless you have so much pain that you might need a year of tears. Some of you might need to cry every day for a whole year. Or you might have a regular segment in the day when you need to sit down and get in touch with your pain until the tears finally stop. When you know you are finally over it. Sometimes it takes that much. There's people out there getting therapy every day. They're going to their therapist because their therapist somehow can help them get in touch with feelings that trigger the pain and allow them to experience the emotions that someone told them not to, or where they themselves felt embarrassed to express themselves, or whatever. And that's why that pain stays inside of us. And so be aware that these are crying times. That's right. And I want to hear from you if you have been crying lately. I want to know about it. Because I have. And it feels good. And I feel healthier about it. You know, a lot of people look at me and they hear my show and they say, gosh, F. Farley, he knows what he's doing. He's centered. He's balanced. He sounds all together and everything. Hey, I'm human. And I've gone through a lot. I haven't gone through any more than any of you or any less than any of you. Everybody has a cross to bear. Everybody has a cross to bear. Everyone has something in the Rathskeller, a skeleton somewhere. And no one is perfect. Maybe one, maybe two out there that think that they're perfect. I'm sorry. This is the third dimension here. This is the dimension of good and evil, positive and negative. This is a big challenge to be on this planet. It's a test. It's a growth experience. And there's no reason why you should be in pain. You should spend time and active participation in getting in touch with your pain, with your emotions, and letting them flow. Whether it's with someone you love, whether it's alone or whatever, it's important for you not to run anymore from who you are. The Death Hormone on KFOX 93.5 FM. I'm Farley Malaris. This is Astrological Metaphysical Radio.